Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are thankful for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for your goodness to us, your blessings in our lives. I pray that you would help us this morning, Lord, to give attention to your word in a way that would be pleasing to you and in a way that would be helpful to us as we strive to do what we ought in our lives in relation to our relationship with you. I pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, just to let you know, we're not going to be in our study of James. We're going to vary from that just a little bit. And as we do so, I want to begin this morning by talking about something that most of the world has no understanding of. And for those who do have an understanding of it, most would have no consideration for it. And that may sound like a pretty broad statement, but I think whenever I mention what it is we'll be talking about for a couple of moments, I think you would have to agree with what I've just said. So what is it that most people know nothing about, and of those who do know something about it, many, if not most, give it no consideration? Well, that would be God's will for a person's life. You understand what I'm saying, do you? Don't you? Most people have no awareness whatsoever that God has a will for their life, that God has a plan for their life, that God has a desire for their life. Most people don't even begin to realize that there is a God who has a will, a desire, a plan, and a purpose for their lives. And for those who would be aware of it, for those who would say they are mindful of it, that they know that there is this thing that is called God's will, many give no consideration to it whatsoever. And so this morning, what I'd like to do for just a couple of moments is talk about God's will. I'd like us to consider a couple of different aspects of it. And then we're going to look in a portion of Scripture that I hope will be a help to us today. But again, I want us to think about what it is when the statement is made, God's will. What is being talked about? What is being mentioned there? What is really the point of that statement, God's will? Again, that would be God's desire, God's plan, God's purpose, what pleases God in the life of this individual in relation to what it is he wants from them. That is God's will, God's desire, God's plan. As we keep that in mind, I want us to consider this, that whenever it comes to God's will, there are elements of his will that are unique to each individual being considered. You understand this, don't you? That in relation to God's will be unique in relation to different individuals. Here's what I mean by that. I am married to Susie as a result of it being God's will, and that is unique to me, meaning it is not God's will that anyone else be married to her. That's very important that we all understand this. That is God's unique will for me, that I be married to her. It is God's will, and it is a unique will that I live in the home that I live in. Again, I can assure you, it is not God's will that you live in the same house as me. It just would not go well. It would not work well. And if you came to me and you said, Brother Kyle, it's God's will that I move into your house today, I would say, you have your wires crossed. It is not God's will for you to move into my house. So there are elements of God's will that are unique to each and every one of us. And there are times that God's will change in our lives. It's not as though everything is set in stone for the rest of our lives, that this is God's will. Somebody may say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, again, I think it's fairly simple if we think about it, but let me illustrate it. I think all of us have been at different places in our lives where we have said something like this, We have prayed about this, and we know that this is God's will for our lives right now. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what God's plan is in the future, but I know that right now this is God's will for my life. So I might say it like this. I would like to buy a new car. That's what I would like to do, but God's will for me, as I have prayed about it, is this. This is not the time. This is not the time for you to buy a car, so what I would say is, it's not the Lord's will. But in a few months, if God does some things, if God opens some doors, rearranges some things, I might be able to say, it is God's will that we make this purchase, that we make this transaction, and that would be true in so many different areas of our lives, that God's will can change, and God's will may not always remain constant in that particular area of life. So if we're following all this, let me just paraphrase it real quick. God has a will, God has a plan, God has a desire for our lives, and God's will is unique in many regards for every one of us individually. Specifically, it is for us and no one else, and God's will at times will change. While that is true, there are other elements of God's will that are universal for everyone. And they will not change. What am I talking about? Well, if we are married, guess what? It is God's will that we stay married till death do us part. That is God's will for me as a married person, for you as a married person. It is God's will, God's plan, God's desire, and what would please Him that we would stay married to our spouse till death do us part. It is God's will, it has always been God's will, and it will always be God's will that I love my wife in the way that I'm supposed to. That's not going to change, it's not unique for me and not true for someone else. No, as a husband, I have a biblical command to love my wife in a specific manner. It is my responsibility because of God's will to train my children in the way they should go. To raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That is God's will for my life as a parent, and it is also God's will for any other parent that they would train their children in the way they should go and raise them in the nurture and the admonition and the truths of God's Word. So somebody can't say, well, Brother Kyle, that's your responsibility. That's God's will for your life, but that's not God's will for my life. No, that is a universal truth for everyone. And again, there are many elements of God's will that are universal, that apply to everyone, and they're not changing. Amen. It's just that simple. That in mind, I want to remind us of this as it relates to God's will. God's will never contradict God's word. So many times in today's culture, you hear people say things like this. Well, we've prayed about it, and we feel like God would have us do this. The only problem is God has already said in His Word, He doesn't want you doing that. Well, I just feel like my circumstances are different. I just feel like God wants this to happen. Well, you may think that, but if it's not in alignment with what God has already revealed in His Word, then I can promise you it's not God's will. God's will for our lives, whether it be the unique aspect of it or the universal aspect of it, God's will always be in agreement with His Word. So whenever you hear somebody say something to this effect, well, I believe God wants, and it's not in a line with God's word, just know they're wrong. And should we get to that point in our lives that we think and we feel, but it's not God's word, we need to realize we're wrong, not the scripture. Now, one more thing about the will of God, and then we'll get to the scripture. It does not matter what part of God's will we are dealing with, whether or not we live in obedience to God's will, it is always a choice on our part. That may not be exciting, but it's true. If God has revealed His will and made His will known unto us, then whether or not we abide by it or live in obedience to it, that is a choice we make. No one can make us disobey God's will, and no one can make us obey God's will. We are either disobedient or obedient because we choose that for our lives. Unique, universal, constant, changing, whatever it is, our response to God's will is our choice. Now, as we think about that, turn, if you would, this morning to 1 Thessalonians. As you find your place in 1 Thessalonians, I want us to consider just a couple of things. That this is a letter written by Paul to believers in the city of Thessalonica. So this would be what we would call a general letter to believers in general. This is not written to one individual specific person. So what that tells us then is this, is that what Paul conveys, it is not a unique principle, but rather it would be a universal principle. This is something that would apply to everyone, not just certain individuals. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to look in a very familiar portion of Scripture. I know that it's a familiar portion of Scripture, but it's one for this time of year that I think is helpful for us. It is one that is beneficial to us. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, look in verse number 18. Here is what Paul said. He said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This is what Paul said in the middle part toward the end of verse number 18. "This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you," or as it relates to you. So what is Paul saying? Paul is saying this, for you believers of Thessalonica, for you the believers who are going to one day pick up this letter and read it, this is God's will for your life. Paul didn't allow them to question this. Paul didn't allow them to maybe argue this. No, he just said, friends, this is God's will for your life. It is God's desire. It is God's plan. It is God's wants that you would do this. And if you do this, it is this that will bring Him pleasure. It is this that will delight Him. And so we've already read it, but somebody may say, well, what is God's will for my life? Well, among so many other things, Paul said that in everything give thanks. God's will, God's desire, God's plan, and God's intention for His people is that in everything we would give thanks. What does it mean to give thanks? I know that most of you know this. I don't know that you're aware of it, but just going to look at it real quick. It means to express gratitude or to express appreciation to express gratitude or to express appreciation. So what is Paul saying? He is saying this, that in everything, it is God's will, it is God's desire that we express gratitude and that we express appreciation. Now, this is very important that we hear this, all right? It is God's will that God's people be thankful people. Now, why is that such an important reminder for you and I today? It is important for several reasons. The first that I'd like to bring to our attention is this. It is important that we be reminded that God's will for God's people is that we be thankful because we are living in a day where people no longer feel the need to express gratitude or appreciation for anything. We are living in a day where people have a sense of entitlement for everything they have given to them. If somebody does something for them, it's like they are of the mindset that it was deserved. If somebody gives them something, it's like they are of the opinion that somehow it was owed to them. And we as a culture and we as a society, we are losing our understanding of this need to be grateful. And it has worn off and it has made its way, that attitude has, into the church of God, into the lives of so many people. Many of us today, we fail to be as grateful and appreciative and as thankful as we ought to be. We somehow think that God's goodness is owed to us. That somehow we've done something to deserve God's blessings in our lives. And we need to be reminded that we as God's people are supposed to be grateful. We are supposed to be thankful. And we need the reminder because if we're not careful, we'll get sucked into the idea that we don't have to express gratitude and that we deserve whatever good things come into our lives. But another reason that we need to be reminded of the truth of this verse is for this reason. If we would categorize ourselves as thankful people, here is what most of us would have to admit. We are thankful when life is going our way. But when life ceases to go our way, we cease to be thankful, grateful people. Let's be honest. If you had a good week this week, you were probably more inclined, if you thought about it, you were probably more inclined to say, Lord, thank you for the good day. God, thank you for the good week. God, thank you for your blessings. If we were to say, you know, I'm one of those grateful people. I'm not one of those entitled people. I'm one who remembers that I'm supposed to express gratitude. Where most of us would express it most often would be when things are going our way, when we're getting what we want. But if we're honest, here's what most of us, maybe not everyone, but here's what most of us would have to admit. The moment the wind shifts and things change and life's no longer going our direction or our way according to our wants, that's when we struggle to be grateful. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
If everything's good, we might be quick to say, Lord, thank you. But if things have been rough, if things have been difficult, we're not as quick to say thank you. And in verse number 18, what Paul said is this, the will of God, the desire of God, the want of God for us is that in everything, we would give thanks. Now, I know what so many people's response is to that statement. I was visiting with someone yesterday. I tried to remind them of the truth of this scripture, and they were quick to bring back their rebuttal of what I knew was coming. The scripture said to give thanks in everything, but not for everything. Right. I'm not supposed to necessarily thank God for bad things in my life, but the reminder is this, is that even in the midst of bad things or in the midst of unfavorable things, I still have things to be thankful for. So I may have had a rough week. I may have had a difficult week. I may have had a crummy day. There may have been so many things that went wrong that more went wrong than what went right according to my perspective. But even at the end of that day or that week, you know what? I have still got things to be thankful and grateful for. There are still so many things going my direction. There are still so many things going my way. And I know that we would like to sit here and think, well, I remember that and I'm aware of that and I'm mindful of it and I'm always expressing gratitude like I'm supposed to. And I hear that, but here's what I think. I don't think that that's as true as we'd oftentimes like to think it is. I need to remember that God's will is that no matter what is going on in life, that I find things to be thankful for. That is God's will. Is that a challenge at times? Well, of course it is. Because again, if this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong, then it is those things that tend to get my attention. That's what has my focus. That's what has my energy. And that is what has stirred up my emotions many times. So it's a challenge, even to the best of us. But what is God's will? That in everything we give thanks, that we express gratitude and appreciation, because there is always something to be thankful for. So as we hear that it is God's will, that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, that we give thanks in everything, I want to remind us of this because it is important. You and I living in obedience to God's will is always a choice we make. We can just think on that for just a moment if we need to before we have any kind of a response. But think about this. Living in obedience to God's will or choosing to be disobedient to God's will, that is always a choice we are allowed to make. It is God's will that I be married to Susie till death do us part. That is a choice that I will make. It is God's will that I raise my children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord to train them in the way they should go. That is God's will, and therefore that is a choice I will make. All right, the same principle applies. It is the will of God that in everything that takes place in my life, it is His desire that I find something to be grateful for. And that will always be a choice that I'm allowed to make. Will I choose to find something to be grateful for? Or will I choose to not give attention to what I will be grateful for? It is a choice that we make. I want us to be reminded of this, that emotions are natural. Emotions are normal. It is part of how God designed us. But emotions were never designed to control us. We have control over our emotions. We have control over our thoughts. We have control over what we choose to think about. You and I being grateful and thankful, that is a choice. No one and nothing can force us to be ungrateful unless we choose to be ungrateful. So here's Paul writing to believers, and in a list of things that would be God's will for their lives, very specifically he says, this is the will of God, that in everything you give thanks. So that's God's will for my life. It is God's will for your life. It is God's will for anyone who would consider God's will for their lives. So that brings us to this thought. That brings us to this crossroad, so to speak. That in just a few days, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. You know this, you're aware of this. This is not some revelation I'm sharing with you for the first time. We're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving in just a few days. And in this time of year, in this particular season, here is what most of us are pretty good at doing. Choosing gratitude. Choosing appreciation. In the next few days, everything that you may want and everything that you may desire, it may not happen that way. But because it's Thanksgiving, what are you going to do? You're going to choose to be grateful and choose to be thankful and express that appreciation to the Lord. So you may not have all the family that you'd like to have this Thanksgiving season, but you'll still choose to be thankful. You may not have all the financial security that you would want right now, but you'll choose to be thankful. The circumstances may not be everything you would draw them up to be, but you will choose to be thankful. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because that is the will of God. But I'd like to remind us of something. It may seem silly, but it's actually very important. According to the research, here's what you find, is that Thanksgiving wasn't officially observed until 1789. So, well, why is that important? I just want to remind us that 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it predates Thanksgiving. Really? Yes, really. It wasn't as though there was this national holiday and Paul thought, you know, it would be good if we were thankful around Thanksgiving time, so I'll just throw that in for the believers of Thessalonica. No, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it predates Thanksgiving by about roughly 1800 years. So what does that mean? It means this. Come December, you know what God's will is? That in everything you give thanks. Because that really is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. See, in December, we may be looking at the budget, everything that we've got to buy and everything that we've got to do. And we may be looking at this thing and, man, it's just so tough and it's just so tight. And then we start griping about all the commercialization of the holidays. And pretty soon, rather than being grateful during this time of year, we're turning bitter and sour and resentful. And we're turning into people who are just ready for the holidays to be over. Well, friends, that's not choosing the right spirit then. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God, not just during Thanksgiving, not just for that day, not just for the week, but even for the weeks after that. This verse reminds us the will of God is as a part, or should be as much a part of our lives in April as it is in November. So why would you say that? I'm just saying April is pretty far away from November. April is like when we're paying taxes. You know, and we're griping about how much we owe, and we're griping about how much Uncle Sam gets, and we're griping about this and that, and we're focusing on things that aren't too positive, and we can lose the grateful spirit. I'm just saying, come January, February, March, April, May, whatever it is, the command is still about you and I being grateful people. It's God's will, no matter what time of year, that we be thankful, no matter what else is going on. So whether the seasons be in our favor, whether everything be going our direction or not, we need to choose to live in obedience to God's will. To say, Lord, in this there is something to be thankful for. Lord, in this there is something to be grateful for. And again, you may sit here this morning and say, Brother Kyle, do it all the time. You don't know how grateful I am. You don't know how much gratitude I express to the Lord. Brother Kyle, I've got it. You might. But your preacher doesn't. And most likely the person sitting beside you doesn't have it together yet either. It is easy for us to forget that God's will is that I be grateful, period. You may need the reminder today. You may already be in that holiday spirit and you're so thankful right now. That's fine. When the high of the holiday spirit has settled back into its normal routine, you may need to be reminded God's will is that you still show and express gratitude because God is good and God is worthy of the thanksgiving, even when it's not the way we might want it to be. You may or may not need this today, but I bet if we're honest, most of us will need this at some point. We need to be grateful. We need to be thankful. And nobody can determine that for us. It is what we will choose to do, whether or not we will give thanks. Let's all stand this morning and bow our heads for prayer. Father, as I come to you this morning, I pray that you would help each of us to maybe do a little bit of looking in our own personal lives and realize that maybe we're not as grateful as we ought to be sometimes. It's possible that sometimes we get into this entitlement mentality that we forget just how gracious you are and the fact that we don't deserve so much of what you do for us. But Lord, it may be that we are grateful people when life is good, but if it's not so good, we lose sight of your will that requires us to be obedient and just be thankful. So God, I pray that when we're struggling, when we're failing to be grateful, I pray that you would help us to remember that we can choose to be obedient and be grateful in spite of the circumstances. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.